My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric Castantine is, of course, the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network play-by-play announcer, kind enough to join us each and every Thursday on the program. Eric, you've got to get on the horn with your boy, Jason Marsh. He cannot drop the nobody wants to play more than he does, because I immediately do the association of, oh, that guy's not playing. That's coach speak rule. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, no, it means you're not playing, usually when that's said. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll let Jay be Jay. He's a great coach. And, you know, it's been fun watching him develop his career from the time he was a video coordinator with us, and you know, now he had a really good run with the Hustle, and now he's up with the big club. So,
well, the other thing though that's kind of it's fun, like part of him, like afterwards post game, is the striking contrast between him and Taylor at the microphone. Like Jason literally just tells you whatever's on his mind. It's just such a stark contrast. Like, I'm not used to that with the Grizzlies.
Taylor was like that once too, remember?
Oh, I definitely recognize there are two Taylor Jenkins.
He had a lot of, yeah, well, he's maturing and learning as he goes. But Taylor is, I mean, that's going to, you know, the time when Taylor took over in that 2019 Summer League when they won it, and Brandon Clark was the first guy to ever win MVP in both the pool play and the bracket play. That was a lot of fun. I mean, that's going to be one of my favorite memories of when my career's over with, of getting to know Taylor when he first got here and getting to know BC a little bit. And, you know, Ja was there, Dylan was there, Jaron was there, everybody was there. And you could see that there was going to be a good group here. So, you know, Jason's just breaking stride of what his career can be too. It's not, wouldn't surprise me to see Jason March as a head coach in the NBA one day. And, I think that would be, that would be a good hire. I think Jason really understands the game, and you see a lot of these guys now come out of the video room where that's where they start and break things down. And, you know, you got a couple of them, Taylor Jenkins.
Spolstra, right?
Spolstra, Will, or the guy up in,
Will Hardy?
Will Hardy, yeah. He took Taylor's spot after he left and went, into the G League with Austin. So, in San Antonio. So there's a lot of that. So that says a lot about where you're getting non-former players as coaches, where they come from. They start, you know, they start working in the film room and really develop that in understanding of the NBA game.
What'd you make of Zach's debut?
I mean, it's summer league. It's good that he went up against a guy like Walker Kessler. I think we saw I shudder when people go, he's not mobile. Well, I mean, he's 7'4", 300 pounds. He's not going to win a track meet, but, you know, he can cover space. And I think if you compare where he was when he first got to Purdue to where he left, I mean, you can see the growth and the development. And there's going to be nights where the speed of the game looks fast for him. There's going to be nights where he dominates because he's just bigger. And you know, whether you're catching a team that's tired. But I liked what I saw. I think that it was encouraging. And, you know, now all of a sudden he's the consensus pick to win Rookie of the Year. I think that's, you know, a little more than probably needs to be thrown on his plate. Just, you know, go out and be Zach Edey.
Well, you know,
go out, play your game and help and set screens and roll to the bucket and grab rebounds, tip in, miss free throws, stuff like that.
Well, it's interesting you mention that because Harrington and I were talking about this, and Harrington keeps up with like all, he has a big spreadsheet of all the depth charts and rosters.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's likely that Zach is the only rookie that will start opening night. So that's, I think that probably plays into the whole Rookie of the Year thing too.
Possibly Sarr in Washington, right?
Yeah.
Risha Shea, who knows?
No, Sarr, because I think he was saying because of Jonas, maybe they're going to bring him back slower.
Yeah, that could be it too. I don't know. You could put him next to Jonas because he's not. Sarr's, to me, not a traditional big, and Jonas is. I guess they have Ariza there, though, still, right? I mean, not Ariza, Kuzma there still, though. So, you know, you could put Kyle at the three. I don't know. I mean, it certainly seems he's going to be one. If there's any others, it'll be interesting. But it certainly seems that's a spot for him to continue to grow and try to earn, you know. And that I'm a big believer, and if you think a guy has it and can do it, then get him in there quickly and let him learn. I think you don't get better sitting on the bench. That's why I think, like what they've done with the developmental league teams or the G League teams now, where they're closer to generally where the teams play and you can send them down and get reps, because you don't get better sitting on the bench. And, you know, when the Grizzlies G League team was in Iowa, it's like, okay, you got to get to Iowa. It takes a day. You got to get back. It takes a day. And then, you know, how long do you keep a guy there? So, and when the coaching staffs can work together, that helps. So I like seeing guys get a chance to play. Obviously, these coaches are trying to win games. They see their practices more than anybody and see the tape and have an idea of what they want to do and what they believe in. So it's, I think it's interesting when guys get picked really high and you're saying they're a building block of the future, but they're not really getting any time to develop.
Well, it's interesting you mention all that, because I was just discussing last segment that as we think about Gigi, I think that's going to be a big challenge for the Grizzlies this year, because when you have a team that's back in win now mode, because I'm like you, man, I think the best way to develop is to play more, and we're going to see Gigi not play as much. I think that's going to be a big challenge for them.
That's going to be one of the primary things to figure out is where are the minutes going?
Yeah.
Because you need to have backup bigs, and you've got one in Brandon Clark, obviously, and you can slide Jaren over to the five if Zach is your starter and he moves off of that. But you got to find a backup, you know, ball handler, whether Marcus Smart takes some of those duties when he's out there giving jaw break. That'll be interesting. But, you know, you're talking about Vince Williams, Gigi Jackson, who saw significant minutes. Jake saw significant minutes at the end. You know, we haven't even discussing what Zaire's role would be. And,
yeah,
you know, that's another one that you got to, where's he going to be? There's no secret that he played better when Ja Morant was on the floor. He feels more confident. I don't know if it's just a mental thing. And when Ja's not out there, he feels like he has to do more. I'm not sure. I mean, I think Zaire showed flashes his rookie year, obviously. And then last year, he struggled a little bit. So that can happen, and guys can come back and figure it out. And, you know, we forget that these guys are 19, 20, 21 years old and, you know, still have a lot to learn. They're not walking in as seasoned vets. And, you know, it's with the way the college ranks now work with the one and done, and, you know, the kids especially that were there part-time during the COVID situation and now, you know, were in high school during that, where was their development during that time? So it's never a perfect science, but you're right. Like you got to figure out what you believe Gigi Jackson can become and what's going to be the best path to get him there. And that's what, you know, the coaching staff will work on.
Harrington and I were also talking this morning. Would you buy or sell this? Cause he got my brain spinning on this one. Vince Williams will lead the team in minutes played.
I don't buy that.
So
I think he'll be up there. I don't buy that.
The argument would be is, you know, he's he said, you know, Taylor Jenkins plays him a lot. But then there's going to be this question of, are they going to start Marcus or are they going to start Vince? Regardless if they start either, I think it seems likely Vince is going to be the guy that would play the most with both units, both the first and the second unit.
Yeah, I think that he's going to be up there. I mean, he'll be certainly in the top of it. And I don't know if you're talking total minutes or minutes per game.
Yeah, minutes per game really is what I was thinking.
What's the minute? Yeah, I think your minutes per game leaders are going to be Ja, Dez, and Jaren. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But he'll put his name right in there, I'm sure.
Do you think, because I was looking it up, last year was the most Jaren had played per game. I think it was 32. Previously, they kind of all it was kind of like in that 26 to 28 range, except for the one year where he only played at the end of the year, and like that was like 22 minutes, but that's because he was coming off the injury.
Sure.
Do you think that ticks up to like 35, 36, or do you think we're going to see more of like 32 is kind of where it's going to kind of where it'll settle?
I think you're looking low 30s, maybe high 20s, depending. I mean, you got to factor in, too, when you have games where either you don't have it or you really have it, and they play 26, 27 minutes or, you know, 24 or whatever. If they just, you know, if it's a whitewash one way or the other, then, you know, those change your minutes per game. They can change it dramatically when you think about it. So I don't think you're going to see anything more than 32. Those days are gone. You know, you look at the old stats and you'd see guys averaging 38, 39, 40 minutes a game. That just doesn't happen with today's metrics and the science of the wear and tear on the body and trying to prolong guys' time in the league. So,
heck, and just the pace of the game.
Yeah, it's fast. But, I mean, it was fast back in the day.
Yeah.
It was fast back, you know, in the 80s when teams were regularly topping, you know, 110 points. And the three-point line wasn't as big a factor. Shot clock operators just basically could go to sleep for a day and really not worry about it too much. Teams didn't just hold the ball, and then the game got to where, you know, it was just dump it into the post, let a guy go to work, do this, do that, and it slowed it down tremendously. And then guys could go there because you were having possessions where a big man got the ball with 18 seconds on the shot clock and dribbled it down to three or four and made his move. So it'll be interesting. Yeah, the pace, and I just don't think – I think with, again, the depth of the league and, you know, a lot of old heads will say they don't like the way the league is – or some of the things going on in the league with the, you know, three-on-one break and you flare for a three. They don't like the saber metrics of that or the analytics of that, but it does change things a little bit too. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. So, I don't know. I think you got to really – you just saw what happens when you have a year where guys don't play.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun. So,
no.
I think they're going to try to make sure guys are there and as healthy as possible.
Well, to me, it's like I kind of think that's one of the bigger questions for the Grizzlies, right, is what is the right mix of bigs when Jaren isn't on the floor? Like, I think that's going to be something they have to figure out.
Yeah, that to me, your front court situation, I mean, what are you going to do when it's a team that has real size?
Yeah.
Like Minnesota, what are you going to do when it's a team that doesn't have any size? I think that's an easier thing for the Grizzlies to figure out. But I think we'd all agree, and I think that you know, Jaren was better when he had a big behind him and able to roam and play almost like a wing defender that can really block shots and can hunt them and go get them. And that's when he won Defensive Player of the Year. When he has to stay down low, guard a big, stay in that mix, take the physical pounding, you know, the block shot numbers went down a little bit. The steals were down a little bit, but he still had an impact on the defense. It's not knocking what he did. It's just a different mindset. And so I think you got to find a place where he's playing to his strengths. Got to see how, you know, look, we saw Brandon come back and we were all really excited about that, but he is still coming off an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
And that's something you have to be cognizant of. What's it going to look like? What's it going to be? And so, I think you look at that and look at, you know, all the factors involved, and there's going to be some times, and that's where maybe Gigi can come in. Because, I mean, I remember seeing him in the hotel in Atlanta when he got called back up. And, I had seen him, but actually standing right next to him, I'm like, wow, this kid is a legit 6'9 with arms that stretch across the room. And I was like, okay, so that's some size right there. Even I know it's not 6'11. I know it's not 7 foot. I know it's not 7'1, but I think he can get in there and help, you know, do that perimeter you know, hunting type thing where you can get your arm and a hand in the passing lane and deflect the ball and disrupt the play. And it doesn't always have to be a steal. That's the thing people, I think, sometimes lose sight of, is that you don't have to get a steal or a block to have an impact on a play defensively. If you disrupt the team by getting a deflection, taking away an option, it becomes that much more difficult to score. I mean, I feel like I'm playing Captain Obvious there a little bit, but I do think when the talking heads talk, they don't really talk about that, but it's why coaches chart deflections. It's why they talk about guys getting hands on basketballs. And, you know, even like on an inbounds play, when you deflect a pass or knock a ball out of bounds, and now you got to inbound with 7 seconds or, you know, 10 or less, it changes what you can do. You don't have time to think about it. And how many times do we see guys kind of lose sight of that they didn't have as much time as they thought, and it leads to a turnover. So we'll see.
All right, what's the baseball schedule? What are we doing right now?
We're in Clearwater, hanging with our old buddy Jason Wallace and his family, just doing a little camp out here at Eckerd College, which is just kind of a for fun camp. But we just finished up what they call the Perfect Game Classic Series. You get invited and you go down, you get put on a team. He did it last year, his team, because the whole championship bracket got rained out last year, was declared co-champions.
Ah, there we go. Defending champs.
It was them and the team, one of the Georgia teams. And so this year he got put on Coastal, which I know Memphis is a very coastal city.
Yeah, of course,
somehow. But we were told that the coach came in last minute and said, I want to pick my guys if I'm going to do this, because he wasn't scheduled to do it. And I guess saw that Austin, you know, had played in it the year before and done okay and was a utility guy, so he picked him up. And he would get GM of the year because his team went 6-0, run ruled everybody, and they won the championship. And I was proud of Austin because there's some really, really talented kids down there, and he competed at a very, very strong level and played some of his best baseball. So it's fun to watch. So we just left Fort Myers. You're a baseball guy. The Twins, boy, they got to meet their number one prospect, Walker Jenkins, who was the 5th overall pick in the Skeens draft, and is out of high school. And he is, he's got it. He's going to be a good one. So it was a fun trip so far. We're going to come back, and then he'll do the Ole Miss baseball camp next week down there, spend the night with those kids and do the overnight deal. And then we'll figure it out. I think he's got an all-star thing in St. Louis, and then we hit August and get ready to start playing again. Jeffrey, never stops.
He's got to be buzzing right now, right?
There's moments you can't, as a parent, you know, you can't plan for.
Yeah.
And when they happen, there's no amount of money you could have paid that would take it away.
Yeah.
Seeing him, you know, these kids, none of them knew each other except for a couple. There was a couple kids from Puerto Rico that came together, and then a couple from Florida that played on the same travel team. But for the most part, none of them knew each other. And they played as a group. I mean, they played like they had been together for years. And then seeing him they give you a championship belt to take a picture with and give you a ring, and seeing him do that made it all worthwhile. I'd travel across the country to see moments like that.
Well, I'm happy for you and for Austin, buddy. And we appreciate your time.
Thanks, brother.
That is Eric Hasseltine, of course, the Grizzlies Radio Network play-by-play host. Another one of our friends of the program is Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's the summer of 1,000 engagements right now. It's going on, and you can save 40% off all engagement rings, and you can get a free summer vacation, because Robert Irwin Jewelers gives free vacations with purchases of $24.95 or more. It's just another reason why you should go an engagement ring shop at Robert Irwin Jewelers. For the price of $24.95 or more, you can get a three-night stay, a hotel stay, in places like Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Hilton Head, Anaheim, and Las Vegas. If you spend $49.95 or more, you can get a $500 airfare credit, a three-night stay at a resort in Mexico, the Dominican Republic, Bahamas, or select Caribbean islands. Spend $79.95 or more, you can get a four-night Carnival cruise that leaves from New Orleans with a $200 onboard credit, or get a $500 airfare credit plus a three-night stay in Orlando or Las Vegas. That also includes a $200 Visa gift card.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season, just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.